Whenever the people forget their teachings, the Creator calls upon the Sky-Dweller beings to reintroduce what was forgotten. So throughout history, they've been sent here when we got unruly or forgot our spiritual teachings. Every once in a while, one of them is born to deliver a message from the Creator about what we should be doing. That's where our great law came from. The bringer of that great law was our peacemaker. When the peacemaker came, he used the tree of peace. And he said at the base of the tree would be four white roots for east, north, west, and south. That would proclaim the peace of nations in the world. That's been in effect for many centuries, since he was born here as the peacemaker. The real Iroquois never say the peacemaker's name, except when they're raising a chief or having an official reading of the law, and it has to be prayed on, or tobacco burnt for it. But commonly, we never say that name, except with kids. I can tell my young son or daughter that name, but when I tell them, I say, I'm not going to tell you anymore. From here on, you will never say that name. We don't say that name because there's a prophecy. When you hear people say that name, we are coming toward the end of the civilization of the world, where the world will something like almost end, and another one will start in a different way, a purification. The prophecy says that there will come a time when there will be discord amongst the leaders and the people, and things will get really bad, like we've never seen before in terms of disunity, great disrespect going on between humans. And that time is when there will be three left that still believe in what the Creator gave us. Nobody understands what it means when they say three left, if it's three nations or three clans or three people. But whatever it means, three will be left. And they will go into the virgin forest when they find it, if you can find it, where the big trees are, a real forest, and they will build a sacred fire there. And at that time, they will cry the peacemaker's name three times. And then the peacemaker will come back to lead us from all this turmoil again. And so that's why we're not allowed to say that name just any time. Only when we're truly desperate will we cry it in that ceremony. And then he will come back. But if you say it every day, when you really need him, he thinks you're just talking about his name. He's not going to come back. In the prophecy of the Great Law, it talks about that. When you hear people saying that name in regular conversation, that's one of the signs we're headed towards the other world. We tried telling some young people that, and they don't listen. But that's also part of what they told us would happen.